Sé Claire na Gaelbhiscoiltoir Carnish, a smile me os altacha. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And the name of this bilingual programme is Claire na Gael, with part of it in the English language as Leis Pertelia G. Sahilg, and with another part of it in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyin Amera, the mother tongue of Elin Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Banachtan Dut Rish, there were celebrations attached to La Luanus, the first day of the month of Luanustan, or August, and that name is connected with a Celtic god. Another name for this time of year is Lammas, or Lammastide, though that's not a name deriving from a Celtic source. Such in day sign, J. Skeel Ferish Grim, a Kellach Era, Teirjit les Maxer Ri, Degeden, a Kellach Era, Chomas Caval Era, as Benfrinzelen, a Chastial Era, as for sure les Kuna J. Shinnach, rent Salsich amacht in Dunyeg, an Achter Yinoe. For in Frunyach last Tuesday, Irish singer from Gwydor, Cachal O'Curran, sang about a three-day-a-week bus service from outside his house in Gwydor in Donegal to Buchanan Street in Glasgow. There are strong ties between Donegal and Glasgow and lots of commuting. And looked at from the Glasgow end, it's the road to Donegal. Tawas geishach rish Radio Vanning, Stashun and Ashun, viscol ar scaliamach by Dulish, Elin Vanning.
Summer, there's a longing in my heart. Time seems slow and passing, but I can't wait to start. Watch the children gather as we all lived before, to make that summer journey to Gwydor. Oh, would you hurry, said the driver, we can make the boat in time. The crossing, it was easy, to Glenching we to climb, from Dungiven on to Derry, and around by Innishore. Just a few miles and then we'll soon be home. Is the morning never coming, cause I never slept at all? My mind is always thinking of that road to Donegal. It's the best of Ireland's treasures, for me a place apart. It's always on my mind and in my heart. We would go to Letterkenny, I leave Chrislaw far behind, Port na Bla and Pashapaven, Dunfanaghy to find. Onwards through Fulcarra, on the road beside the shore, and around by Bloody Fall and to Gwydor. With the neighbours there to greet you, that you've not seen for a while, they say that you're not changing, and it always makes you smile. There's a welcome there before you like you never saw before. Oh, it feels so good to be back home once more. my mind is always thinking of the road to Donegal. It's the best of Ireland's treasures, for me place apart. It's always on my mind and in my heart. It's the morning never coming, cause I never slept at all. My mind is always thinking of that road to Donegal. It's the best of Ireland's treasures, for me place apart. It's always on my mind and in my heart.
Hello Curran singing in his second language, English, as he's from the Gaeltacht, the Irish-speaking area of Gwydor in Tyrconnell or Donegal. Lammas tide, or Lammas, is a slightly broad term being associated with the harvest, and falling in a range which can be as late as the 1st of September, but it commences with the 1st of August, and it was the Anglo-Saxon Hlafmas, the mass associated with the Hlaf, the loaf. The significance of it was that the loaf was made from the first grains from the harvest. So that's the Anglo-Saxon Hlafmas, the loafmas or lammas. The festival was known in England and Scotland at some times as the Gule of August, and one suggestion is that it's a transliteration of the Welsh Gwyl Aust, Festival of August, which is similar to the Breton Gwyl Aust, the Feast of August. The 1st of August is also associated with St. Peter ad Vincula, St. Peter in chains, and that's marking the time when St. Peter was miraculously freed from his fetters and walked out of imprisonment when an angel appeared to him. And that's according to chapter 12 of the Acts of the Apostles, and the day it took place was the 1st of August. Chauds van den jeeg marciach de valle er a chabel era, merish ben frinsel in a chastel era, as lesh a chelach era, renkat balje beg tira, on but deun ye de way currit den chrai, son den olcus, ach she brerich en shinna a den jeeg van. Renne gerud corle chinach, gin de chanach a veg de fail a chrai, as renne geeker en son de way livreit. Lug tamelt henkert gus a chael, ond i fynd sinach a jitn yn gweld hoiacht, a sfe chofŵr ys cofast i nais gael yn las yn y greinia, dy ren yn def re gre, ligd yn gael fe yn sio o'r ys tamelt beg rys y trwyn, as gaw bi ys joch dy wrch ys yn un. Ren y dynieg gerwyd na chor le chynach, gyn dy fe na hau rys o'r strwyn erbi, as ren i cor y hun na hau rys o'r trwyn, gyn awr y serbi jai olgus. Ach, ren y def re saia gawr y gromma, a stiach sy trwyn. Ren y goel greim jain fen ffrins, jain chafel, as jain chelach, as haiad dy falia gys yn eroc. I've long loved the music of a trio from Wales, brother, sister and cousin, Roy and Linda Griffiths and John Gittins, who performed together as Plethyn.
Cascadeen am Lenten tus, Cascadeen am Lenten tus, Cascadeen am Lenten tus, Cae gysgit am y bore, Cae gysgit am y bore. Glawyd i'r gwyn sa'i hwyr gan drys, Glawyd i'r gwyn sa'i hwyr gan drys, Glawyd i'r gwyn sa'i hwyr gan drys, Mae gist yn llawn gofidie, Mae gist yn llawn gofidie. Fyddai'r glan gau am drwm mae droed, Fyddai'r glan gau am drwm mae droed, Fyddai'r glan gau am drwm mae droed, llwybrau'r coedan wache. Os daw dy dad yn ôl o Ffrainc, os daw dy dad yn ôl o Ffrainc, os daw dy dad yn ôl o Ffrainc, roddai'r gainc ar y tane, roddai'r gainc ar y tane. Cysgad I fy mlentyn drws, cysgad I fy mlentyn drws, cysgad I fy mlentyn drws, cae gysgu tan y bore, cae gysgu tan y bore.
A Welsh lullaby beautifully sung by Plethyn, Cysga di fy mlentyn tlws, sleep thou my pretty child. Na fel sio y celach er y tasyn corlion, dwrtad trerenca tai, as ingen yst and cabal era, as ben prince a chastel era. Eish fa bog a moor sa chastel rioil, a charen a cabal fasacha, charen a kellach chirpel, as van ben prince na shadow gin leeltis as swikenia. A charau a bresa eng etn bes, van struan tru deich vai, chirum, as rene tujum merkeinach vug gin gedn arde y veide. Ach, a dode iririsch, Ach, son argus ega, ha rau a sinach fyrinach cailtei. Henke as ei rai desen, as rin ei altuna ei drau ei anyrú de chol ega. Ach, ha nodam tregeilu son sen as olyu dŵrtei. Niem cún a liat de chos na mach rís fo sail sin a greinia. Mor so dintse den dynie eig de goel greim jen faman ega, as de chomel rís de tion, as mor so rinni tarne nís rís. The Manx name for the month of August is Luanistan, and that's a name that connects it with the Celtic god Lu. There are associations here with Mananan, because Lu was the foster son of Mananan, and Lu also went on to wield Mananan's sword, Fregarach, the Answerer, and Mananan also gave Lu his horse, Enbar of the Flowing Mane, able to go over land or sea, as well as his coracle, a scuba tunya, a scabbard a ton, the wave sweeper. Lu held an assembly, the Lunasa, in honour of his mother, perhaps an earth goddess, whose cycle of life and death brought the harvest. Lunasa is sometimes given as the wedding or betrothal of Lu, perhaps including the equivalent of the Manx Nasht there, Lunasa, betrothed, of the Manx Nasht, betrothed there, rather than the assembly. Lunasa is sometimes given as the wedding or betrothal of Lu, perhaps including the equivalent of the Manx Nasht, and betrothed. One of the elements of the Lunasa was hand fasting, when couples could enter trial marriages for a year, and if they didn't work out, they could walk away from it the following year. We'll be right back. And that was music by the excellent Sandy Breakin, who dressed up as a pirate as he played for the sea-themed Cayley, who dressed up as Admiral Breakin for Songs of the Sea, and later as Parahandy. So he was in fine good form with Sandy Breakin. Siodd stasiwn yn asiwn, Radio Bannim, a se Claire Nigel fy sgwlr sgelio ma, Cartnish, Merym Pyn, Robert Gydyn Gorswell, Robert y Corslach.
A fy hyr tel of awl, Bobby Bob?
Dy gedwt clas yn Claire Nigel Rhys y Tiacht yn lwgdi gwlr sgelio ma, trwyd yn y dega Radio Bannim as yn chraman eich Rhys. Dy podcast gyr y gad nasty trwyd yn y dega Radio Bannim nys, na trwyd cair ydyr yn podcast delia, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. The idea and practice of hand fasting seems to have been the essence of the Manx celebration of Lunason, which had tended to move from the 1st of August to the day of rest after that date, when people would be free from work commitments, so that would be the first Sunday after the start of the month. However, whatever the clergy might have thought of the situation of the celebration associated with the 1st of August, it was made much worse from the church's point of view when it became associated with the first Sunday of August. So much so that in 1732, the curate and wardens of the parish of Lonnon made a representation to the ecclesiastical court. The curate and wardens represent to the court that there is a superstitious custom which is yearly continued and practised in this and the neighbouring parishes by many young people, and some of riper age, going to the top of Snaefell Mountain upon the first Sunday of August. Fos chanelw dy sled nas dy chwlyw gaw, dwi'n sy'n rysio dy nieg. Tan y brerych yn ed, yn ôl y fel y tsig ym ychion dy fes, chor olyw my gyd y cheil ar y dyrn, as te orw cor gybesw my fesw lig y dwi'n hyn fe'i ffag yn Fa dynia boch fe siwl na daen, na hau lioris a chadan, as ren y dynia eig, cwnra comrych yn leis, as haia comrych yn ach sien, gys clos castell yr i, ar awen yr bi ag pech yr bi, a gawe kellach toiach der tjerpel, as gawe kabel toiach der fazige, as renne wen frins eilen square by Kenia. Krevis a bunje sjo dutery, as eschen goliendes, dregger a wen frins, genodum grey, limme de raumi trimsjach as nish tammy bog oil, dus te mar de bech a dunje pussy kjaardem jitbak. Eish dinshi de olyu ver hachert. Ged rau a de vre bagr ori de jinnat corga besi, de jinnach ilyg a machfis erbi. One of the many highlights of Uncroniach this year was the performance of Dublin-based band Philly, but Katie and Declan are from the United States of America, and so they perform an American version of a very widely travelled song, The Nightingale.
What? Together, together.
Philly and their blockbuster performance of The Nightingale. Eish huggery Sarah, the rout the chulia fech once a chastel, the way courage rosh, as marish na firelia, henk, the nyeg, gurish fair for shulna dyan, uns nadian bach the egger. Ach for en egger ben frinzer, as huggy banach wiresen, as ish corner eich an ek magita wannel, as cor pagan day. But a drach brerich and gotch, as what courage gebes, as henke brer said the way pusht rish a ben frince, as henke gus erach and era egge. A kremach yon a chinach bach. Treven dun ye ege vryach jay, kreve giri mor anders on a chuna, vrya shinach jay, tre yinach a chit gus a cheel, the varaway as the yarra vai a chion is a chathan. Ach, van den je eeg nieuw arltacht de jonge sen. Ach, voordan a san me va makker eagel through de geel, as henke shinnacht na whael, as doorte. Nis te de gulje nie ed, son fudde uw bushel, ach, na wel na argus nem arach chitke kjon. Now, was the fact that many young people and some of riper age were going to the top of Snaefell Mountain upon the first Sunday of August, that perhaps doesn't seem too much to complain about, although I suppose it means that they might have missed the Sunday church service, in which case they would have a gripe. The current curate and the wardens of the parish of Lonnon, though, quickly revealed the cause of their complaint. These parishioners go to the top of Snaefell Mountain, where, they said, as they are informed, they behave themselves very rudely and indecently for the greater part of the day. Therefore, they crave that the Reverend Court may be pleased to order what method must be taken to put a stop to this profane custom for future. And the Ecclesiastical Court ordered that publication be made yearly on the two last Sundays in July by the minister for the time being, after the Nicene Creed, that whoever shall be found to profane the Lord's Day after this wicked and superstitious manner shall be proceeded against with severe ecclesiastical censures. Earlier this year, Manx fiddle player Isla Collister was one of the musicians invited to an inter-Celtic project working with Breton musician and singer Alain Stivell. Well, here in his younger days, Alain Stivell plays the harp with Breton singer Andrea Aguille.
Oh,
Nini Agaron, The One That I Love, a song sung by Andrea Arguil, accompanied on the harp by an 18-year-old Alain Cochevalou before he became the source or the spring Steve L. The ecclesiastical court order finished off by saying that the minister and wardens are hereby required to do their utmost in discovering the persons guilty in this particular and to make presentation thereof. Well, it seems that this didn't have much effect. Writing in the Folklore of the Isle of Man in 1891, A.W. Moore writes, "Such methods did not avail against this superstitious and wicked custom, and in vain, too, did Bishop Wilson fulminate against it, as it was quite common 70 years ago, and is not quite extinct yet." As I say, he was writing that in 1891, and the visiting academic John Rhys wrote in Volume 2 of his Folklore, also in 1891, though he may well have got it from A.W. Moore, "If you ask the reason for this custom now, for it's not yet quite extinct, you're told first that it's merely to gather lingberries, i.e. blueberries." He writes that, although they're known as blaberries here in the island, coming from the Scandinavian source. Ach, dota shinach rishmakari, te na lai uns the fur delivremi vaima argason. As kirtelier an igui the gian makari the varaway, as the yara vaya chion as na cathanega. Mar so fa yara, renne cordel. As chalias ve gintega, van shinach koch leit de veina hunye, as koi ve, ach brer a ven frinzelen. As Marso ve ligget ser ve obvious ve erna liarsen rish tamult fear ear liaur. As nisht the jarrow harau begra lals of anersok truth macht na leenok. As shen jera a skeel machon a kellach era. The kind oshugs an askeel nis visemmisich a morda as a sparrow. Tread arau ve morda keirach on, as van manshjeg a gimmerka de hulkrish. As ha dug e bi de lourde hi, as tre cunta agris, ha dod e surra le na soja, deg e an shirveish ega, as e fi trimshach. So treid henke quel sparu, dort, voda, ma vrair, gren fet au ho trimshach. The little bit of 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 the little bit Was the Orcadian duo Saltfish 40, and they gave an absolutely wonderful performance in Peel last night. Stasiun yn asiun tyne isio Radio Fanning, y sio dyt Claire Nigel. Se Robert Cytin Carswell, mis Robert y Carslach.
Did he ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Hug y modd y fregyrt yn sparw. Ta agros orm, ys chanel begem dy hi. Es dwrs y sparw, Mae frer bîn, ta mer ymstiach sy'n balia, nym gedyn paltio der ddon. Eis haed rachelio stiach sy'n balia, as dyli a hengyd gys bweg wytiwr, as dŵr ta sparwr eisiau boda. Ta ni yn sio, chawd ta mi sy'n a nŵs da sleg ffola. As hwgau a hyn na hae ar y weg, ych eim y gyd dy un yr awpech ar bi gol tas dy jay, as rennu spulga, as tarn, as sleda, chawd e greim, fan y lai ffag as da oer y fwrd, da rennu ffeiera tŵsiam gos y tolw. Rennu modd y trogl nisau, rennu rhaist iach les o'n solion, as rennu slug o sŵsau. Eis dwrt y sparw, Nish ta merim gus bueg elia, as nim getten er the hon greim elia, to be sayed yet look the agris. Trevon boda any na greim, vry a sparrow jay. Boda ma vre, vil sayed ed nish. John Rhys goes on to say that now and then a quasi-religious reason is given, namely, that it's the day on which Jephthah's daughter and her companions went forth on the mountains to bewail her virginity. Somehow, some Manx people make believe that they are doing likewise. And he leaves it at that, because in those days knowledge of the Bible would have been generally wider than it is now. So we'll turn to the story of Jephthah's daughter in the Bible, where it can be found in Judges chapters 11 and 12. Jephthah is an illegitimate son, and he's exiled, and he becomes a bandit leader. However, when Israel was attacked by the Ammonites, he was asked to fight for the country. He came back, and he did so, on the promise that he would return from exile. As he was about to set out to confront the Ammonites, he sought holy assistance, and he promised that whatever came from his house as he returned home would be the Lord's, and that it would be a burnt sacrifice. Now this is perhaps unseasonal from Manx band Clash Vua, but they sang it last night at Anchruniac, so this is Teggy Teggy.
Thank you.
clash vua teggy teggy. As Jephthah returned to his home after his successful battle against the Ammonites, he was thinking of the fulfilment of his promise. However, it was his daughter who came out first to meet him. So it was that Jephthah explained to her that he'd made a promise to God that he had to fulfil, and that she would be the sacrifice to God. Jephthah's daughter accepted that she would go to the Lord in this way, but she asked for time so that she and the women of Israel could go to the mountains and bewail her virginity, which is the way the Bible puts it, which is to say that her lament was that she'd never be able to marry and have children, dying so young. But of course the clergy were scandalized that some people were taking bewailing virginity in rather too literal a way. Biblical scholars say a human sacrifice to God would not have been acceptable anyway, and that she lived a life dedicated to God in a different way, like a nun, whilst the burnt offering was made in the usual way. But the women of Israel continued to go to the mountains each year to bewail Jephthah's daughter's virginity. De feisha sparu dregera morda, te ta saedem benten de fail, ach chanel aran erbi erbeem. Eish durta sparu, shen bieds nis, tam erem, as rene ligelig as bweg funyde, as rene spulga rola aran nage der a hutja der a tolu, as ern odr awa moda fos giri tulu, hayad gus bweg elia beggan na soja erai, as hura tulu aran. Treva shogent, durta sparu, vodam avre, vel saia dead fos. Te, dregere, as nish nimet shul beggan chow mui jen valia. As hayad rachelia risha red moor. She emshir che bon, as trevadang ol pert jen red durta moda, tammy ski, as babaliam cormi heen malai as cadla. Well, jin shen durta sparu, son a tre ton nim cormi heen mahai fagas dutch erbangan. Hug a moda heen the lie, so red, as hutch cadla tromer. For the word arnen, Archibald Crajean says in his dictionary, work done in the night by candlelight. The Irish have this word for task, so that's according to Archibald Crajean, and this is an Irish band who are called Arnen.
Oh.
Irish band Arnan, sitting, Tammy Mahai, while they take Murray's potion. Chauds van modern a lie, na chadless a red, henk immanach car lady gesen, les car lady as tree carvilega, luchtich les de bullag the fiend. As van sparrow fagin, na rowe cheech in der aliadi, ach, der awi freur is gull a bollach cadjan, cat red van more than a lie. The carnal celebration, I suppose you call it, a bit of a carnival, as complained of by the clergy of La Lunas the first day of August, later of the first Sunday in August, and of course there's also the 11-day gap between the modern and the unreformed calendar, so there's another possibility for it. That survived into the late 19th century and even into the 20th. Some reports say that they found that the most effective way to clear the mountain of people was to go and preach and then take a collection there. That cleared the mountains in no time. Chris Pearson is your host from 7 to 9, bringing the best of music for a Manx Radio Sunday Chill Out. And at 9 o'clock, Judith Leigh will be presenting Sundown. Clennagale closes with music from Welsh mother and daughter Delith and Anghara Jenkins, played a beautiful concert in the Royal Chapel in St John's on Friday evening. Ach, Shanae, as much so from me, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
I'd like to wish you a very good night. Evi Machriort, as Dutz, my Yerian share. Thank you.
Thank you.